So, related to the topic of absorption, what we talked about, what I talked about in the guided meditation just now, a concept that the Buddha refers to often in terms of meditation practice and this path of liberation is the idea often translated into English, is seclusion. And the word for seclusion, viveka, viveka, more literally means to separate something apart, become separate. But in the context, seclusion is probably one of the better English words. No English words really work well, but probably a better English word if we associate seclusion with being sheltered, being kind of protected, kind of cozy and nice and secluded in the best possible kind of associations of that word, cozy and warm and contented, deep feeling of satisfaction, just being here, secluded somehow. Maybe after a long walk and big invigorating, nice walk in the cold, maybe even stormy weather, and coming inside and wrapping in a nice blanket and having a warm drink and just being all cozy and alone and feel secluded from all the difficulties of life around us, maybe something like that. So the word seclusion, it's used in the Buddhist teachings for a variety of different forms of seclusion, and the first kind of begins giving us a sense of what's to come, and it means it's used to refer to going on retreat. They don't have the word retreat in ancient language, but they say going to be secluded. To be secluded is to go someplace where you're separate from the hustle and bustle of daily life and the responsibilities of daily life and maybe the social interactions of daily life. And so you can really kind of engage in this process of meditation. Some people might say that that's a process of escaping the world and the real world. We have to face the real world. But what's more real in terms of our mind and hearts is becoming integrated, not being fragmented and being pulled in all kinds of directions and our thoughts and feelings and everything. And so the process of meditation, going in physically becoming secluded from many of the aspects of the world, so we can find this inner health, inner wholesomeness and integration process, so we can bring that back into the world. And it isn't pushing the world away or abandoning it any more than going alone and being secluded in your bathroom to take a shower is pushing away the world and rejecting the world. And take a shower and become clean and become, we're more of a pleasant person to be with in the world if we're clean and taken care of that way. So this idea of meditative seclusion, going off on retreat, and in the old days it was going into the forest, perhaps, in some place where people could be alone. Some people might just be in your own room by yourself in the early morning. And maybe you get up before everyone else and you feel have this wonderful benefit of seclusion, just nothing else to think about and be involved in. Just here, practicing. And then it's easier to get absorbed. It's easier to an integration, that wholeness, and just the satisfaction, the contentment of being this way, of really then settling in, and then we become more and more secluded. And the meditative seclusion happens when we stop being so concerned with the past and the future, and the thoughts don't take us spinning out in other places and other times, and we're secluded from those. External thoughts that kind of spin us away. And if we are thinking, it's thoughts that keep us here and connected and involved. as we get more absorbed in meditation, more connected and involved in it, and you know, really sink into it, and then there's sensory seclusion that happens. That sometimes we don't really involved in hearing so much, or smelling, or seeing, or even some of the sensing of the body recedes and disappears. Sometimes people, the body becomes very transparent or light, or seems to have no edges to the body, or even the whole body seems to disappear, because we're not really giving attention to the senses, you know, the five senses of hearing, seeing, touching, smelling, tasting, and so those all recede. We still have the capacity to hear and taste and do all these things, but they recede from where our attention is, where we're absorbed in, what we're involved in. And just like we would perhaps if you're reading a really good book, and you don't hear people talking anymore, you don't notice the sounds outside the house because you're so absorbed in the book. There's a sensory seclusion. And that sensory seclusion, because there's absorption going on, it feels really good. It's like we're being pulled in, we're being absorbed, we're being delighted, we're being enjoying. The attention really is getting centered in here, because it's starting to get concentrated and very present. As it does so, and the mind becomes quieter and stiller, one of the functions of this is for us to become more sensitive to clinging, to grasping, to how the mind gets attached, to how the mind contracts. And the more still, more absorbed, more peaceful we can become, the more sensitive we become to the slightest movements of contraction, of clinging, of resistance that goes on in the mind, in the heart. And so then we have the opportunity then to let go of that, or bring our attention to that and have it let go of itself. And then over time, there becomes a seclusion from the things we cling to. One of the important steps for this process of seclusion is to be secluded from, to be separated from, not involved in anymore, with the five hindrances of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness, and regrets, and doubt. Because we're so absorbed, so connected, so involved with what we're doing with meditation, like really absorbed, kind of dipping deep into the world, the ocean of breathing, that we're not, you know, we're not get pulled into those. And it can be part of this contentment and satisfaction of meditation is not to be involved anymore with the hindrances. So we're secluded from them, we're separated from them, is the ancient language. And that's temporary. So in deep meditation, those fall away. But then they come back when we come out of meditation. Our mind is no longer concentrated. And maybe they come back a little bit weaker than they were before, but sooner or later they'll come back. And then the ultimate seclusion is their separation, is when we become more permanently separated from some of our clinging and attachment. And that more permanent separation from attachment is you know, called liberation. And so... So this samadhi practice is meant to support that process of liberation. And so it's not just getting absorbed and feeling the healthiness, the goodness, the wholesomeness, the satisfying, the deep contentment of just being absorbed in the breathing, flowing with the breath, but it's preparing the mind. So the mind is softer, more workable, more able to let go, more malleable in a sense, so that the ways it's contracted has room to breathe, has room to let go and open up. And we start feeling some of these seclusions which partake of or have qualities of liberation in them. For example, being temporarily liberated from the hindrances. And so that brings us to the 12th step of these 16 steps of breathing. So the 11th one is breathing in, one concentrates the mind, one unifies the mind, one steadies the mind. Breathing out, one unifies the mind, steadies the mind, composes the mind, concentrates the mind, whatever that word is translated as, the samadhi word. And then the 12th step is one liberates the mind. Breathing in, one liberates the mind. Breathing out, one liberates the mind. And now we're starting to get into the territory of the real purpose of Buddhist meditation, this area of liberation. And we'll pick up that, continue with that tomorrow. And in the meantime, you might look for how you can lovingly, delightfully be absorbed in what you do during the day. Wash dishes, be absorbed and just do that in a way. Just turn yourself over fully to the enjoyment of that without letting the mind take you away. And maybe there's a lot of activities throughout the day that you can do. If you eat alone, for example, absorbed in just the eating. And learning to kind of appreciate or develop that capacity to give ourselves over fully to what we're doing when we're doing it, so that there's qualities of absorption, like a good, you know, involved in playing music in a nice way, supports us to learn how to do that in meditation. So you might want to play around with that during the day today, next 24 hours. So thank you very much, and I look forward to our time tomorrow. Thank you.